In this video, I am going to take you behind the scenes of our Facebook group that has less than 2,000 members, but is currently generating over $50,000 in revenue for our consulting program. Stay tuned. First and foremost, I need to shout out Ann Kristevska. She is our head of community over at the Blueprint Training. She is 100% responsible for all the success behind this Facebook group and the strategy. I used to have a Facebook group. It was called Digital Marketing Questions. It got up to almost 20,000 members, but we could not monetize it because of the way that it was set up and the way that we were managing it. So we decided to sell that group and then go back to the drawing board and start a new group completely from scratch. Ann has built an amazing strategy, process, and team to support this group, like I said, that currently generates $50,000 a month and growing in revenue, and the group has less than 2,000 members. So if you run a coaching business, an agency, a training business, or really any business that needs leads to grow, a Facebook group is a great option to generate a ton of leads. If you run any sort of paid traffic, you already know that traditional funnels are breaking down. You can't just run an offer, send someone to an automated email, and expect them to become a lead or to generate a sale off that. There's way too much noise. Email does not break through anymore. 20% open rates are not enough to turn cold traffic and nurture that into a lead or into a customer. A Facebook group or any sort of community is great for that. It gives us an opportunity to pile all this traffic into one place where we can nurture it, educate it, communicate, and foster that traffic and eventually turn them into qualified sales leads. Before we dive into the strategy, let's talk a little bit why we use Facebook groups as our preferred choice of community versus other platforms like Slack or Discord. So for context, we use Facebook for our front-end marketing group, and then we use Slack for our back-end paid management group. Slack is much better after people have bought in because a lot of our clients are actually using Slack on a daily basis to manage their agencies, so it's a natural fit for us to just kind of be on the tab on a side for whenever they need this, they can contact us. With Slack, you also don't have to deal with algorithms or anything like that. Whatever you post, people will see. However, when it comes to day-to-day usage of non-paying members, Facebook is much more active. It's much more engaging. There's tools built into it like Facebook Lives and groups and communities and comments and all those different features that really make it a much better marketing platform. So our Facebook group is really to acquire customers and nurture them before becoming a lead. Whereas with Slack, we're using that for paid customer management once they sign up to become a client. We really decided to dive all in with Facebook really for two things. Number one is what I already mentioned. Just sending people to traditional email funnels has not been working as well as opposed to sending people into community and then converting them through the community process. On top of that, everything that's happening with iOS 14, we've lost a lot of tracking with our Facebook ads. When we're sending traffic to an external source off of Facebook, we're losing a lot of that tracking and visibility, and our remarketing hasn't been as effective because we haven't necessarily been able to track somebody coming from desktop and then going back on mobile. However, when we keep all the traffic within Facebook, we're keeping that engagement within that Facebook ecosystem, which is what they want, which makes it easier to track, easier to target, and a much lower cost per acquisition. On top of that, if somebody sees a Facebook ad, it's a natural fit for them to join a Facebook group where they already are, as opposed to going somewhere else and then having to download another app, which is Slack or Discord, whatever that may be. Everyone has Facebook, everyone uses Facebook, and if you create a compelling enough offer, they are going to want to join your group and want to engage in it. And we're going to cover all that in this video coming up. The last piece of housekeeping, if you will, before we get into the strategies, the resources needed. This is not something that you can just roll out on your own, any sort of community, not just Facebook. If you want to do this right and actually make money off of this and use it as a source of qualified leads, you have to dedicate the resources to it. The way that our structure works is pretty simple. We have one full-time person who oversees the entire community, and that's Anne. She owns that group. She owns the conversation. She owns the communication, the content. Everything rolls up to her. That role is half community management in terms of content and engagement and half inside sales in terms of brokering the conversations that are ultimately going to become leads on our sales team's calendar. The community management in itself is a lot of work. So we also have people that support her, like Elena, who we call a setter. A setter is someone who is sending a lot of messages, a lot of DMs. Whenever we post something and there's comments available on it, we'll actually send them a DM and ask them if they need help for anything else. Ask them if we can point them in the direction of some more content that they might like, and then hopefully have a conversation that leads to them wanting to have a conversation about our program. So Elena's role is really somebody who is monitoring engagement and then having a lot of one-to-one conversations with group members and just making sure that they have everything that they need, that she's getting them the right content to help nurture them, and then ultimately to broker that conversation into becoming a qualified sales lead. The final role that you need is someone who is a content creator or communicator. That's really my role. We also have coaches that help us out. We have Brendan, we have Caesar. What we'll do is a weekly Facebook Live event within the group where that person is responsible to go in and add value through video content, answering questions, presenting on a topic, kind of a live webinar, if you will, but just making it very engaging. And we actually use that Facebook Live video to do the majority of our selling. So that way we're not clogging up people's feeds with promotional content. All of our goal is to build engagement, awareness, and just value and push people onto these Facebook Lives. And then we're able to have one-on-one basically conversations with people through these lives and again, direct them into becoming sales leads. That role is critically important. It should be somebody who is a true subject matter expert on whatever your group is about, and we're going to talk about that in just one second. The final piece is advertising. You've got to advertise your group. We don't want you just going out and posting your group in random places to get people to join. We want a specific targeted type of person who is the perfect persona of what our prospect looks like to join these groups. Because ultimately, this is about making money. It's not just about creating a community for engagement purposes. We want to be able to monetize this group with our product or service. The best way to do that is to get the right people into the group. Ads are the only way to do that. So now let's talk about setting up the group. What are the nuts and bolts that you need to have in your group in order for it to be successful? It all starts and ends with the topic of your group. And this is where almost everyone fails. Again, we partner with SEO agencies, so people come to us all the time and they want to create a group about SEO. That's too broad. It has to be related directly to who your core customer is. Because if you think about it this way, there's all sorts of people that are interested in SEO, business owners, in-house SEOs, entrepreneurs. It's too broad. You're not able to effectively pull leads out of that because there's so many different types of people in there. And when you have different types of people in there, it's tough to create the right type of content for them that they actually care about. So we want to hyper focus on our audience, their interests, and what problems that we are helping them solve. So for example, our agency Weber's has a group, very small at this time, but it's focused on who our core customer is. It's not about doing SEO, which is what we do as a service. It's about internal marketing managers at B2B companies. So the group is all about B2B growth tactics, right? So within that group, we're just helping people understand the different growth tactics available, marketing strategies for B2B companies. Because again, if we can get all these B2B marketing leaders in one place, then we've got our prospects in the one place. I specifically focus and all the callouts are for marketing managers at B2B companies. That's it. We'd rather have a much small group of highly engaged, highly targeted people than a very large group of a bunch of random people. That's where groups get out of control. And that's another reason why so many groups fail. It's because they're not targeted properly. Another good example of this is one of our clients are actually a cannabis company out in California. And their primarily method of selling is through dispensaries. They're not available to sell online yet. So we help them create a community for bud tenders. Bud tenders are essentially the people that are, you know, behind the counters taking orders from people. That's essentially who their target customer is because they need to be able to convince them that their product is the one that they want to push. So we create a community for bud tenders where we're creating those conversations, we're giving them resources, we're helping foster those conversations with those bud tenders. So ultimately they'll choose that product over the long term. But again, it's not about that product, it's about bud tenders. It's not about the product, it's not about your service, it's about the core customer, who they are and how you can help them. So at the Blueprint Training, our group is all about how we can help SEO agencies. Core content of that group and all the messaging that we're running is all about the problems that SEO agencies are specifically having, and we're building our group and we're building our content community around that. Once you've got the group topic set, now you can go ahead and fill out the rest of the group, what the group is about, the lorem ipsum, all those things, and get a nice header graphic design, something that's going to catch the eye of your target customer. You can go on Fiverr or design one on Canva for yourself. It's pretty straightforward. What is really important though is we do want to set the group to private, and we do want to ask people specific questions when they join, because the key here again is not size, it's quality. So we want to heavily screen applicants when they come in. We don't want to just grow this just to grow it. We don't want Facebook's algorithm to pick up the group and just have a bunch of random people join. We want to use our marketing messaging, our pain points, and our ads to drive who we want into the group. That's it. So the questions really want to weed those people out. We want to use those questions to be hyper specific about what they can expect and what they're going to get from the group. Two questions that I highly recommend that you have. Number one is asking for their email address in exchange for any sort of goodies, right? So we have a whole suite of templates that we give away SEO agencies. We just have a question that asks, do you want more goodies? This is our way of then extracting that email. So we're still getting that email and we're still putting it into our database and they're still getting added to our platform, but we're getting it off the back end, right? So we removed email from the front end, which has a lot more friction than joining a group. And then we're getting that email after they've seen more and more value and they've been enticed more and more. And even if they say no, it's not a big deal, because once they're in the group, we then have plenty of opportunity to get their email and get them actually moved into our system and into our CRM. The second question that you have to ask is if they are interested in having a conversation about their business. So whatever problem that you're helping them solve, ask them if they're interested in having a conversation about how you can help them solve that problem, right? Again, it's point of interest, point of attention. The goal here is not just to build a community, it is to generate leads. So if they are interested in what they have seen so far, then just have a conversation with them. So that's where our setter, that's where Lani comes into play, where if they answer yes, then she will follow up with a DM. Or if they answer yes to the email question, then she'll follow up with a DM. She'll get that information. And we're having those touch points. We're having those human elements that really builds that rapport and that relationship. It helps set our group apart from other people that we do care about them. We are here to help them. And even though we are here to sell them, our service is going to help them out immensely, especially if we know that they're targeted and if they're brought here based on our parameters that we brought them into the group with. So make sure that you have those questions and make sure it ties into your marketing and sales process. The final piece here is using guides. So the way that our flow works is we run an ad and we're getting people to opt into our Facebook group with an offer for something free in exchange, a free video, a free template. We host that within the Facebook group. Again, we're keeping all this traffic and activity within the Facebook ecosystem. So we just create a guide, a simple video, and then a link to whatever it is that they were promised, and we push them to review that guide when they join. So again, another conversation that Elaine is having is, hey, you know, you joined here for our project plan template. You can find it here through this link. The guide is also located within the group. Please leave us a comment if you have any questions on there and we'll jump in and help you out. So we're also building engagement on this post and on this thread. Again, engagement is a good thing, right? Engagement leads to more people seeing it, leads to more people commenting, more people getting active. But from us, from a sales point of view, that also forces these touch points that we've tried so hard to have with email and text message and all these things. This is much more natural. It's much more organic. It's in an environment where they feel safe, they feel like they're getting value, and that they feel like we're here to help them out. So it just forces all these really awesome things that help to grow the group organically. Now that we talked about getting the group set up, let's talk about how to grow and how to get more of the right members into the group. So I already covered this. We don't want to let everyone in. If you look at how many people we've actually screened, we've actually not allowed almost 50% of the people that have tried to join into the group. And that's intentional. We only want people in here that are going to potentially become our customers. And I know that sounds overly salesy from a marketing point of view, which is fine. But it's also what's best for the group. We want to create an ecosystem of like-minded people. Again, I'd rather have 10 people that are all on the same page, that are all having the same problem that we can help them with, than 10,000 people that are all in there doing their own thing. They're in there for their own self-interest. They're to post links. They're to, you know, talk shit and all these things that people do in groups. We want to keep the community small, but highly engaged and highly targeted. So what you don't want to do is take this Facebook group and just blast it everywhere, blasting it to your email list, blasting it on LinkedIn, blasting it on DMs to people. And the worst thing is inviting people to the group to join. It's super annoying. Don't do it. It's just, don't be that guy or girl. I know it sounds weird, but people don't want to join your group. It's actually much easier to get cold people to join your group with a really good offer than warm people in your ecosystem that are like, oh, great, another Facebook group that I'm being forced to invite it into, right? We want to get highly motivated people in with a really good offer. So the best way to do that is with advertising. So the most effective thing is to run Facebook ads to a landing page and then link that landing page directly to the group. The challenge with Facebook ads is that you cannot run traffic directly to a Facebook group, so we have to add the landing page in between. Our landing page is very simple, just has the main call to action on it with a big button that says join the group. We're then tracking that click as a group join back in Facebook to alert Facebook that, hey, you're targeting the right people and we're getting conversions from this. And then we just track the overall growth of the group. And then we compare that to the overall ad spend to see what our total cost per acquisition is. Right now, we're getting people into the group at around $6 to cold traffic. And it's all about the offer. Essentially, what we did is we took the same offer that we were running to an email opt-in, which is our free SEO project plan, and we then gated that within the group. So we've essentially just removed the email gate and made the gate now join the Facebook group. So we're getting people that are highly targeted and highly interested because we have a really good offer that we've been running for a while with Facebook ads, but we just now switched it to pushing into the group. And our cost per acquisition to get people in the Facebook group has gone in half than what we were paying for an email. And the engagement rate is 3 times what the email rate is. So you can start to see the numbers now too. It's a big jump. It's a big risk to try and do this because it's kind of uncharted territory to get people off of email that we've been comfortable with for so long. But I'm telling you, this is the better way to do it. This is a better mousetrap. This is much better for anything that requires leads, anything high ticket. This is a much better system than just sending to email and hoping that they convert over time. It's ridiculous if you think about it. This puts us back in the driver's seat. This puts us back in control. This puts us in touch one-to-one with every single person that we have come through. And that one-to-one human connection is so much better than an automated email that everyone knows you're just trying to sell them some shit that they don't really want. Going to give you a quick over the shoulder of our Facebook ad account. If you want the exact ads, you got to pay us for it because this is really where the money is made. The offer, the creative, I can run you through this entire process. Just hit the link below. It will take you to a page. We can have a conversation about your business and how we can help you generate more leads, nurture more leads, and just grow your business through systems and processes and strategies like this. But I can't give you everything for free here because my family's got to eat too. You know what I'm saying? But I will show you that we have spent right around $3,000 on these ads, generate around 510 leads, right under $6 per lead. So you can see how we're pushing this group directly from ads. Again, we're running this project plan. Again, we're running this project plan ad with an offer that just says, hey, get our free project plan template, join our group for access to it. Again, sounds simple. And it is, but it's not. There's nuances in that. The copy, the angle, the hook, the creative, the offer, all of that is part of a much larger plan that we've been architecting and testing for a while. And I can give that to you again. Hit the link below. Let's have a conversation about it. Now that we've talked about some growth tactics, let's talk about how to manage this group, because probably the biggest objection that people have is the amount of content that's needed. Yes, there is content needed, but when you have the right infrastructure in terms of people, in terms of growth strategy, you don't really need that much. And it's also important to note too that a Facebook group is not a content promotion dump. Don't just come in here and start dumping your blog posts, dumping your YouTube videos, and thinking that that's what those people are here to see. They're not. Remember, those people came in off a cold ad for a really good offer that was helping them solve a problem. So all the content that we want to create, it can be repurposed from a YouTube video, it can be repurposed from a blog post, but it should be native to the group. Facebook doesn't want links, especially from other competing platforms, in their platform, so they're not going to give it visibility in the newsfeed. We need to post stuff that's going to build engagement, that's going to build curiosity, that's going to help with those touch points and raise their level of awareness about program and how you can help them, and just create massive value for them. Just help them. Your Facebook group is a key tool in helping position yourself as a thought leader in your space to your target audience. So here's what I recommend in terms of an ongoing content creation plan. One organic post per week. This can be either long form copy, can have an image, can have a video with it, but essentially this post should focus on telling a story that adds value, builds engagement within the group, or elicits a reaction. Next up is going to be that weekly Facebook Live. Again, these should be always focused on a specific topic and then opened up for Q&A. So we're getting people in, we're promoting, hey, you want to learn about how to do a proper sales proposal? Or, hey, you want an over-the-shoulder look at an SEO campaign that 3x traffic? We're going to be covering that all in detail in this Facebook Live. Make sure to show up with questions. And then once you get on, you run that Facebook Live, you just run them through 10 to 15 minutes about, you know, what you did for that. And then you open it up for questions and you just keep it very engaging and you stop and you ask questions and you answer questions. It's a skill and a muscle that you have to develop, but it's incredibly valuable because those Facebook Live videos ultimately drive pretty much all of our leads and pretty much all of our revenue, because people come in and they see you live. It's like a live webinar essentially, and they're engaging with you, they're talking to you, and you're then just giving them the call to action of, hey, let's talk more, let's have a sales conversation. So the next one up is going to be a promotional post. I only like to do two of these per month. It'd be things like case studies, testimonials, and then offers or giveaways for more stuff to get them involved either with a new offer or to try and push them into some new training that we have available. Done this very well with this offer design post that we have, where we're essentially just sending them to a blog post. But again, we're pushing them to a place where we're building our remarketing list. They're reading the content that we want them to read, and they're physically opting into it. They're commenting saying, I want this. So they're actually going to consume it. And consumption is the king here. It's not about just, you know, getting them the link. It's actually getting them to visit the link and read it and entirely absorb it and believe that this is the right information for them to help solve their problems. So again, that physical act of them opting in, saying, hey, I want this, the consumption rate on that is much, much higher. And then of course, once we have that kind of opening DM brokered, we can send them an easy follow-up a few days later. Hey, did you read it? Do you have any questions? How can we help? Easy. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, I'm telling you. And the final piece of content is just user-generated content, aka UGC. This is other people posting. This picks up over time. Just make sure that you answer everything. This is why you have a community manager. You have your setter. You know, if they don't know, make sure that they tag whoever the subject matter expert is, the person doing Facebook Lives. Make sure you answer questions. Make sure you're making this a place where you're actually helping people out and making them feel like this is an ecosystem that they can rely on. Because over time, again, people don't convert in the first 3 days for anything high ticket or any service base, really. They need the time to understand that you are the solution, and you can easily do that, giving them a little bit of value by answering their questions. And that's really it for content. You don't have to overcomplicate it. Again, the key here is just setting up something that is targeting their specific interests, their specific pain point, getting together a very simple acquisition system using one Facebook ad with one really good offer to get people into the group, and then ongoing content creation, 3 to 4 pieces per month. That's it, that are targeted in helping them solve problems, helping them understand more and more about why they're here, and more about why you are a solution to solve their problems with your paid programs. And that's really it in a nutshell. If you need any additional help, me and my team are here. We can help you, coach you through this entire process. Just visit us at theblueprint.training. Hit that big yellow button up in the right-hand corner, and let's have a conversation about your business, your marketing needs, and how we can help you grow. I'll see you in the next video.